Okay, so we're on Ayin Zayin today. Let's just refresh our reflection of what we did in the Mishnah yesterday on Ayin Vav Beis. So the Mishnah in the middle had two halachot, beginning with the small vav, the third line in the Mishnah on Ayin Vav Beis 76b, page 152, the third line of the Mishnah near the small vav. And Rubatni Kadvian Shema Strachodesh, the Kutnu get the Yishti. The man says, well, I'm not back in 12 months. I want you to write and give a get to my wife. But if they write the get up and within the 12 months, they give it afterwards, that's not a get. That's the first one. In other words, his instructions were, if I'm not back in 12 months, write and give the get. They wrote the get first. I mean, even before, in other words, he says, if I'm not back, let's say by next, you know, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you know, then I want you to write and give a get to my wife. But they wrote the get first. They wrote the get before the 12 months had expired and gave it later on. It's not a get. Then the next halacha was, here he has it front and center. Write and give a get to my wife. If I'm not back in 12 months, according to Tanakama, same halacha, the Zelbazach, whether he says, if I'm not back in 12 months, write and give a get, or write and give a get. If I'm not back in 12 months, the same thing. Rabbi Yossi America is a get. Yossi says the second case that would be a get, and we have to clarify that in today's Gemara. Okay, let's look on Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph around the eighth line. Okay, so Kedvutinu get the Yishtim Rabatim Khan V'Yashemus Rechodesh Tefuku Chulei. So we're focusing on the second and last of the two cases. He gave the instructions up front and center. So Amalei Rav Yemar, the Ravashi, Rav Yemar says Ravashi, should we say that Rabbi Yossi holds that any Tanai you connect to, in other words, if a husband directs the writing of a get, subject to Tanayim, so if a person, that Tanai falls by the wayside. So we think that Rabbi Yossi is totally Mevatel any time with respect to the writing of the get. So we think that he's cholik with the first halach as well. We think he's cholik with both halachot. So the Gemara says, no, the old Mimala, no, in general, I would say, if the person sets up a Tanai when the get has to be written and it's not followed through in a Tanami, the Pasul. The Shani Hacha, the Havalei Lameimar, Imobati Kikutnu. But in this case, the more normal way would say, if I'm not back, write and give it. But Amar Kikutnu, Imobati. So, but he puts the instructions up front. Hachi Kamar, this is what he's saying. Kitvu me'achshav. In other words, Rabbi Leibowitz was saying, as if you put a comma after the kitvu. So he says, like he's saying, maybe kitvu me'achshav, like write it right now. Utnu imlobaki, and then if I don't get not back in 12 months, then you give it. Rabbanan lo shnahaki lo shnahaki. The Chachamim say, no, there's no chilah between the two. It all means it's all bizarre. He doesn't want anything done. Okay, that's that machloket. Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did? What? No, nobody's on. I don't know if you have a connection with Arthur Kirsch or not. Okay. All right, let's see further. All right, thank you. All right, now let's look back in the Gemara. All right, so Tana Rabbanan, everybody with me? Tana Rabbanan, Lachar Shavua Shana, Lachar Shana Chodesh, Lachar Chodesh Shabbat, Lachar Shabbat Mai. This is talking about a case where a person says, this is your get, if I'm not back, after the Shavua. Shavua means the Shemitah. So this will be your get if I'm not back after the Shemitah. So how much time has to elapse? In other words, in order to it to be a get. In other words, Harezik Bipei, this is your get if I'm not back after the Shemitah. So Tana Rabbanan, Achar Shavua, Shavua means the Shemitah. In other words, the seven-year cycle. He says, that's Shana. He means if I'm not back in a year. That's what the Gemara interprets it. Let's say he says, if I'm not back after a year, so what does that mean? That means Chodesh, means an additional month. In other words, if I'm not back after, in other words, how much? He's saying, if I'm not back after the Shemitah, he means, after a full year. And if he says, I'm not back after this year, he means this year in 30 days. He says, Lachar Chodesh, this is your get. If I'm not back after the month, that's Shabbat. You need to give him a week. He says, Lachar Shabbat Mai. What if he says, this is your get If I'm not back, oh, here's Arthur, is online. Thank you. Arthur, I'm sorry for the difficulties. So nice to see you. All right.
Thank you.
Okay. So he says, La'achar Shabbat Moed. So after, well, let's say he says, this, we're on Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph, around 20 lines down. Okay, please mute yourself, though, Arthur, okay? So he says, what if he says, this is your get, if I'm not back after Shabbos, so what does that mean? Why? So Yaakov Rabbi Zera, coming to Rabbi Yassi, Rabbi Zera was sitting for Rabbi Yassi, Bamila Rabbi Yassi, coming to Rabbi Yochanan. Others say it was really Rabbi Yassi sitting for Rabbi Yochanan, Mika'amar, so one of them said either Rabbi Zera or Rabbi Yassi said, Chad B'Shaba, Utreya Tlata, Batar Shabbat. In other words, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday is considered after Shabbos. So if he says, this is your get, if I'm not back after Shabbos, he means if I'm not back by Tuesday. And then, so I, if I come back Wednesday, it's a get. He says, Arba'a v'chamsha umali shabta. If he says, you know, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday count kami Shabbat. That's before Shabbos. So when we refer to, like after Shabbos, it means Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. If we refer to the period of time before Shabbos, it means, you know, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Now, this has the Relief was mentioning this, and I think this is more in Arvei Pesachim. It's halakha, a person can make Abdallah till through Tuesday. That's the period after Shabbos. And then he, Relief was mentioning, there's another halakha, let's say, for Shnayim Mikra B'chad Targum, if you want to, you're supposed to do, you know, each Parsha, repeat the Pesukim twice and once for the Targum. So he was saying to that halacha, if you do it by Tuesday, you're still like in the Parsha with it. And then he was saying that, but the Eved, you're good till, you know, the following, like the whole year, but if you want to either keep, you know, more up to date. And then he was saying with, side issue, he was saying, when can you begin chazring Shnayim Mekra V'Echad Targum? Apparently, I think he wrote some article about it. In other words, let's say this week is Parshas Ekev, and this week's Parshas Re'eh. So when can I begin chazring Parshas Re'eh? What's the earliest time I can begin to Parshas Re'eh? So he said, this is a different machlok, and he said, some say, after Kriyas Torah on Shabbos morning. Some say after Kriyas Torah Mincha on Shabbos. And some say after Shabbos, then I could do Re'eh. You understand what I'm saying? No, in other words, each week you have to do Shnayim Mikra B'Chad Targum. So what is the earliest time that I could chazer the Parsha and still, but I have to do it with the Tzibur. I can't just do it. In other words, I can't chazer over now Parshas Nitzavim. They're not up to Nitzavim. I have to wait till the Tzibur is up to it. So what's the earliest time that's called that the Sibur would be up to it? So he was saying that there's one opinion after Kriyas Torah on Shabbos morning, then they're already up to the next Parsha. And then another opinion is after Shabbos Mincha, then I'm reading that. Another is after wait till Shabbos is over. Okay, now, let's just finish the parak, I'll get to the Aramot, okay? So he says, Tanya, the Bryce says, Rebbe Omer, Lachar HaRegel, Shloshim Yom. Rebbe says, let's say somebody says, this is your get after the regel. In other words, if I'm not back after the regel, this is your get. So what does that mean? How much time elapsed after the regel? It's after the yanta, but how much time is the get? So shloshim yom. So that's what Rebbe says. It means 30 days. So nafik Rebbe Chiya, Rosh Hashanah made the Rebbe. So Rebbe Chiya went out, he darshed this in the name of Rebbe, and the key being in Shitas Yachid. He says, the Tosua, people praised it, meaning that they were happy. In other words, they didn't hold it la halacha, but if you want to have it and say a yachid holds it, Rebbe would deal with that. He strained the rabbim. Then he went out and darshened it in the name of the rabbim. He says that this is what the whole chevra says. Below Kilsua, they didn't praise him. Amar lehil tachbate. So we see the halacha is not like Rebbe. In other words, the people objected. He said it, when he said a yachid, said it fine. We're good with that. He's saying the rabbim are saying it means the halacha is that way. They're not fine with that. Now the So where Levis was quoting Rabbeinu Kananel, so what's the halacha here? So it's not like 30 days. So what if a person says, this is your get if I'm not back after the regel? So well, how much time do you have? So he quoted Rabbeinu Kananel, says 14 days. And he, Rabbeinu Levis, wanted to say that it's like connected like with Shabbos. In other words, if I say after Shabbos, it's like half the period. In other words, Shabbos is a 7-day period. So half the period is like 3 days, 3.5 days. So we give you 3 days, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So two, the whole period of time, he said, is 30 days. I don't know how it's 14 days. 15 days, what is Rebbe Chanan saying? Wait. No, but after any rego, one second. It's a period of time after the rego. One second. Let me just, where's Rebbe Chanan? Where I'm looking. One second. Here. One second. Well, here I see Leith Bukhate. I don't see where he says there would be 14 or 15 days, but he said it was going to be half the amount. I don't see this in the Rebbeinu Chanan as I'm talking to you now. I'm looking at Tosfos Rid. Yeah, right. You're right. There is no Rebbeinu Chanan on the stop, so it must be Rebbeinu Chanan elsewhere. Anyway, but that's what he was quoting from. Right. It was like, in other words, like half the period of time, like 30 days, like you're going to split it 30 days, and then it would be like half of that would be 15. In other words, now why is it 30 days? So it could be it's connected to the idea like there's a period of time, this is before the regal, like I think he mentioned this. In other words, like 30 days for the regal, you begin like chazrin halachot. So 30 days, in other words, it's like, in other words, like before and after, like parallel one, like before Shabbos, after Shabbos, I have 3 days before Shabbos, 3 days after Shabbos. So just like you have a 30-day period before the regel, you have a 30-day period after the regel. But then there's another opinion that it's like, I don't know, it's like 15 days before the regel, in other words, prosachag. And then he said it would be 15 afterwards. All right. Now, Aaron Moshe is very patient. What do you want to say, Aaron Moshe? I can't hear you. You got to unmute yourself.
I wanted to say that in Europe and in the yeshivas in America, when it came Sukkot time, people that were trying to catch up, they were going crazy trying to catch up to finish off all the Chumash Chum Shetaira before Shetaira.
Yeah. All right. The Gemara just says the halacha is not like Rebbe. What is the halacha? All right. Hajj halacha Misha Akzo. Yashko, he did another parak. Or this is moving. All right. Now we have the parak of Zorek. It's interesting. There's the parak of Zorek here. And then Shabbos, it was also a parak hazorek. Now, hazorek get l'ishto, the hibatok beta, the person throws the get to his wife. Now, again, in the Torah it says, Mimlotim sachem einav, Timatzaba erevat davar, the chatav la sifkri tutanantan biyada. So the person's not happy with the wife, he found erevat davar means like something sexually wrong, but he'll write a sifkri tutanantan biyada, he'll put it in her hand, natan biyada. So here, this mission talks about Zrika. So Rabbi Lee was quoting from the Chiddush HaRim, he was saying that the Tana is emphasizing that Zrika is the same as Natina. Zrika is the same as Natina. He had somewhere else where Zrika was the same as Natina. So he says, the person throws a get to his wife, and she is in her house. So Rashi tells us right away, wife can have property. Next thing you look, that she brought in from the wedding. She's still a title owner, but he's entitled to payroad. It's like, use it. It says, V'hi b'toch beita, o b'toch chatzira, or she's in her chatzir, harezu megureshet. So in other words, she owns the house, she owns the chatzir. The husband doesn't put it in her hand, he throws it into her rishus, she's megureshet. So when a tam diada doesn't mean after her hand, it means in her rishus. And we'll see in the Gemara how that works out. Zrakola b'toch beito, but let's say she, the wife, is in his house, in the husband's house, and he throws the get to her in the house. Or in his chater, a filu who imabanita means even if the get is with her in the bed. In other words, even if he throws the get to her, and now the get's with the wife in the bed, in a megresh, it's not megreshet because that's not her rishos. The tocheka, but if he throws the tocheka into her lap, well, the tokalata, her sewing basket, arezu megreshet. Okay? So, and Rashi says, so even if she's in his house, but he throws the get into her lap or her sewing basket, she's megureshet. The idea being, and we'll see more in the Gemara, he's got to throw, it has to be in her rishus, or in her hand. So if he throws in something that's her body or her rishus, that's it, otherwise not. Okay, Who's your questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far?
That Mika, your wife's Mika.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what, did you hear that today? Yeah, that's what Relievus was mentioning. Yeah, that's what he did. Yeah, that's what he, yeah, that's what Relievus was saying. Like in other words, the is a he's like when a woman is a neither, so they're harchako. So when harchaka is the husband doesn't hand anything to her. So he's saying here, like we see Zrika is the same as Atina. So they're also like if I'm Zorek something, if I throw something to the wife, that's prohibited. I think the post can talk about, let's say you want to play tennis with your wife and she's Anita. So that's also a problem because like you're throwing the ball one through another.
Trying to make
anyway, all right, let's see back in the what if they get, you mean? So it was if he throws it into her car. So we'll see when we talk about the basket. L'chora, it should be the same thing. But we'll see when we get to the Gemara about the Kalata. All right, now. So now, but the Yisod in the Mishnah was that when it says Biyada, doesn't Daska have to be in her hand? It could be into her Rishus. So Manani Nila, the Tana Rabbanan, we learned the Braisa, the Natan Biyada. So the Torah says he has to put the get in her hand. So I only know the hand. How do I know if I throw it on her roof of her house or chatzirai, throw it into her chatzir, her courtyard? The karpifa, if you remember, we had this in Shabbos. I don't know the definition here, it's the same as there. There was a large enclosure. I can't remember, was larger than a Beit Satayim, but it's enclosed. That would be karpifa. How do I know in all those instances that that would also be a good get? Let's look at Rashi on this, the first Rashi in the Gemara. In other words, we're going to darshan out the word benatan and the word biyada separately. In other words, the normal way Rashi says the Torah should have written it is v'chatav la sefer kritot uviyado uviyada yitnenu. That would be the normal way to do it. I'll be tickled. Rashi says uviyado yitnenu. Mashvalan etina koldu. So it's mashma when it says v'chatav la sefer kritot benatan. So like the Gemara, like the Rebbe was just saying, like put a comma after benatan. Benatan means any sense of netina. He says v'yada the katav rachmana. And when it says biyada, divainan dumya diyada, the mishtaper ladaita converts to kame. So the Gemara means that, like a rishut says mishtamera, that she's guarding it and she knows what's going on with it. That's also good. Okay, let's take the back of the Gemara. Now, and the asterisk after the third line in the Gemara, the tabianami hafi gabiganav. We learn a similar drasha by a ganav. Now the pasuk says, if the gneva is found in the possession of the ganav, he pays kefel. But the Gemara is going to darshan it out that it means that if the item was stolen by being in his rishus, the rishus of the ganav, he's going to pay kefel. That's the way the Gemara is going to darshan it out. Right, 100% correct. We'll see. Like, let's say my cow walks into the rishus and the person closes the gate on it. We'll see in a minute. He says, how do I know if the geneva is found in his roof, on his roof, or his chatzer, or his parpif? So the double language is teaching me under all circumstances. So let's see the Rashi on this. There's no Rashi on this, but it means like this, that that I could be chayav for geneva. Let's say your cow walks into my property and then I shut the gate on it, and then now it's in my chatzer. So now I've acquired it in terms of geneva. So I'm chayav for geneva, even though I didn't pick it up or do anything like that. I'm chayav for the geneva. Now, Rabbi Levus was emphasizing the Kinyane Geneva. Like, in other words, we've had this like more by Kinyane Gzela. Remember, it's Sugis and Baba Kama coming up in Daf Yomi in another 6 months. We'll be in Baba Kama doing that. Anyway, but the so over there, a Ganav or a Gazlan is Chayav and Onsin. In other words, like the Shomer is never Chayav and Onsin, but a Gazlan is Chayav and Onsin. In other words, he has absolute liability for it. That's called like Kinyane Gzela. He's acquired it, but he's Chayav in everything that happens to it. So that's what Rabbi Leibowitz was emphasizing over here. that when, but it's a zelbasach. In other words, when does a gana acquire it for purposes of liability? So he says here. Now the Gemara says utricha was necessary for the Torah teaching talacha by a woman getting her get and teaching talacha by a gana. The yeshvin and get, if the Torah has only taught me by a get that the get can be placed anywhere in her rishus, yishum d'baal koracha v'garsha. I say a husband can divorce her against her will, which is a chiddush. In other words, I can't force you. Let's say I want to give you a gift. Right? I say, you take the gift. I say, I don't want it. Here it is. I put it in your hands. If you don't want it, it's not yours, right? I can't force you to acquire something against your will, right? But by a woman, with the get, I can force her to accept something against her will. In other words, I stick it in her hands. That's hers. And so the same. So we see, so I would think that here the Torah has greater laxity in terms of the kinyanim. In other words, it could be placed anywhere in her shows. It works. He says, let's see back on the Gemara. He says, you can't be a ganav against your will. So he says, hey, malos. I would say it's that he didn't do an act of kineva unless he took it with his hands. He did the sheath with it. Conversely, the Torah only taught me this halakha by a ganav. I'd say the Torah wants to penalize the ganav. In other words, you're doing something terrible, so it's yours now if you do, but you have to do something. But even if you didn't do mashicha with it, but you did it in a way that you did something that your tatsu will be koneh, that's it. About again, imalo, again, I would say not, stricha. So therefore, I need both. Now, let's see. Yeah. Okay. All right, so that's it. Okay, any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? All right, let's see further. Now, we're up to Chatzera. Chatzera, so the Gemara says, we just said that I could put the get in her Chatzera, in the woman's Chatzera, and then she's divorced. So Chatzera, let's come to Isha Kanabayla. How could that possibly work, the Gemara wants to say? In other words, by the Chatzera, I have to put it in her Rishus. But the Baal has rights in her chatzer. In other words, we said it was nechsei miluk. In other words, it's her property, nechsei miluk. Yes. So he's got the right to payroll, but it means he's got the right to use the property, whatever the usage is. So if it's agriculture, he gets the payroll, but otherwise he's got the right to use the property. So her chatzer is not exclusively her chatzer. So how can that ever work? In other words, even atan b'yadai, it's put in her rishus, but her chatzer is like their rishus. So now when we talk about his rishus, so that's really a din d'rabbanan that he's entitled to the payroll with the next thing he look, but it's more of a question. So on a Torah level, we don't have a question, but we do have a question on the halakha of the Mishnah. How can the Talmud Mishnah say that a zorek el ishto, you know, b'hi b'tok beito, b'tok chatzera, zorei mugureshet, a husband has a right to use those properties? So Amr Blazar, b'koti la dimit bar mehli b'nechsayim. Blazar says our Mishnah is talking about a situation where the husband wrote, I relinquish all rights I have to your property. So I have nothing to do with your property. So that's the working tarot we have right now. But even if he writes something like that, what effect would that have? But Hatanya, we learn in the Braisa, means you have two shukim, two partners in a piece of property. Reuven and Shimon are joint owners of black acre. And Shimon says, you know what? I don't want this black acre anymore. So he says, he says, one of these things. I have no claim to the sada. Or of Ainli Esikva, nothing to do with it. I'm withdrawing myself from it. Lo amar klum. He hasn't said anything because, so if you look at Rashi, the first white line downstairs, Omar klum, in the Akharshi Shalo, since it's his field, he's got to say, he's got to say, I'm transferring title to you. He's got to do, he can't say, I'm the sulak from him. I don't want to, in other words, it sounds like I don't want to have this aggravation anymore, is what it sounds like, but it's not an act of giving it over. So, that being the case, how would this language help? So, even let's say the husband is married to the wife, and then after they're married, he says, that would not be an act of transfer. That language would not be adequate to transfer his rights to the wife. He says, the Kodi Baba Oda Arusa Ukura Kana. So the Yalai says the Mishnah is talking about that before Nisuin. So the husband acquires rights to the say Milug after Nisuin. Before the Nisuin, before he ever succeeded those rights, he waived them. That's the key. In other words, to relinquish the rights, I need, once I have the rights to relinquish them, I need more of an affirmative statement, I'm transferring it over. But before I've acquired the rights, then I can waive it away. It's like Rav Kahana says, three lines from the bottom, Damar of Kahana, Nachala Habala Ladam in Makom Acher, if a person has the right to a Nachala, not on a Din D'oraisa, not from Dina Yerusha, which we'll see in a minute, Adam Matnela Shlo Yerashena, a person could stipulate that he doesn't want it. He says, Kidrava, the Amarava, Omer, turn page. If a person says, you know what, I don't want this takanas chachamim. So here we'll see the case that Rav is talking about in 1 minute, but it means the husband, after the Erusin, before Nisuin, can say that the chachamim gave me this right to have payroll. I don't want it. I waive my right to it, and that's effective. So we think our working shot in Mishnah is that that's the case the Mishnah is talking about. He says, I don't want any right to your chatzar, I don't want right to your client. Right, who engaged. And then she said, good, I'm happy about that. And that's what we think. So he says, my kigonzu. So when, now Rava's statement was that a person can wave away the takas chachamim, kigonzu. What is kigonzu? He's Rav Huna Amarav. Rav Huna Amarav, the Chol Isha Shetomar Labayla, Eini Nizoni, Eini Osa. So takas chachamim is that the husband must support the wife. And the presumption is, I think that, and I think that the husbands make more money than the wives. That's the way, more or less, that Rav Leibowitz was saying, that, you know, she makes like a small amount. So they were talking, whatever she does produce goes to the husband, not that it's a quid pro quo. There was a husband that thinking might go, you know, he'll give her $5,000, you know, a month or whatever, and she'll, you know, produce $100 a week, whatever, but it'll somewhat defray the cost. So, a woman could say to her husband, no, I don't want, and maybe she makes a lot of money. I waive my right to mizonot, and I don't want to give you anything. So that's the same idea, that a person can waive off the right. So that's our first shot. So again, we hooked into this. We said that v'natan biyada, he has to put the get in her rishus. So we said, how could it be her rishus? The husband has the right to payroll. And right to payroll is not just payroll like fruit or produce, but that certainly is true. But he has a right of use to whatever property she has. So if that's the case, means that it's not her rishus per se, it's like their rishus. So how can he ever put the get in her chatzir, her bayit, and then be good get? So the Gemara's working theorist right now is that before the husband got those rights, he never got it, because before he got it, he relinquished them before he ever got it, and so it's totally her property. That's what we think. So now, any questions, comments, thoughts on anything we do so far?
Partnership is 50-50, you both equal. You can't do anything with that marriage.
Yeah, yeah, but it's true. But you know, that's like a type. That's like an addition, a type of ownership. In other words, you know, like if somebody wants to transfer title, he has to sign on to it also, right? In other words, that is, you know, like the right to pay road is like a right in the thing. Okay. So let's take a look on line 4. So Rava Amar, Atuyada Milo Kanile Labal. So Rava says, but like, let's say Benatan Biada, let's say he puts the get in her hand. So doesn't the Baal have rights in her yad? In other words, so we're thinking that the yada is like what a wife normally produces. In other words, let's say they don't make any deal like this. He's not putting the get in her chatzer. He's not putting the get in her bayit. He's doing what Torah says, v'natan biyada. So doesn't have the husband have, like, doesn't he have a right to her hand? It means whatever she produces is his. So how does he ever do that? Ella, and here's the line to kind of like highlight or whatever, or just remember, is Ella gita biyada ba'in ke'echad. So Rava says that when the woman gets the get, she and the get and her yad are acquired at the same time. In other words, at the same second that she acquires her, you know, freedom or whatever you want to call it, like her status as a divorced woman, everything comes up simultaneously. So hafanami gita b'chatzera b'inkechad. So too with the chatzer. In other words, he's rejecting the earlier pshat skip the whole thing about he relinquished this, that, the other. In Achinami, the husband never relinquished anything. And he put it in the katsir, he put it in her bayit. And in Achinami, he had a right to the katsir, he had the right to the bayit. But when he puts the get in there, at the same moment that she's divorced, she requires the right to the katsir, and it all works together. Amalei Ravina LeRavashi. So Ravina now says, Ravashi, Rava Yadisha Kekashale. Rava was bothered about, in other words, according to your pshat, the way we understood it up till now, Rava was bothered that the husband has rights in the yad of Nisha. So he the kanile in the Masi Yadah, yeah, he's got rights to her Masi Yadayim, but yad of Gufami Kekanile, does he actually own any part of her hand? Right. So meaning that the two cases we think are dissimilar. In other words, the way we understood the previous Gemara, if a man could divorce his wife by putting a get in her hand, which is what the Torah says, we think it follows that a man could divorce his wife by putting a get in her chatzir or her bayit, and that chatzir and yad are like similar. In other words, neither one is owned totally by the woman. So Rav is saying the two are very dissimilar. That's what Rav is saying. Now, how are they dissimilar? But the idea being her yad is more hers than the chatzir. Let's look at the top tosfos. Yad agufa mi kanyalei. He says vim tomar chatzir nami lo kanyalei. So lo kanyalei gufa la peyre. So what's the difference? Tosfos saying the chatzir is also in other words the gufa of the chatzir she owns. She's the title owner. The only the payroll he owns. So v'yesh lomar kevan de kanui lo the peyre. So he wants to say the right to pay road is the equivalent of a right in the guf lechatzer. About maasiyadami alma ta'ati. Maasiyadayim, that's from the Veltarai, meaning that, or the way I'll say pshat, in other words, the pay road are produced gufa, they grow from the ground itself. That's like, you know, it can't be separated from the karka. In other words, the karka, the pay road, they go hand in glove with each other all the time. So the right to pay road is an interest in the karka itself. But with the Yadayim, so yeah, she's working, she's producing, but it doesn't mean he's got like an interest in her Yadayim. You know, she'll do other things with her Yadayim also. It's just like her Masa Yadayim. But, you know, if she goes and does something else, you know, this is it's something different. And then he says, Ba'od, answer number two, the Chatzer Kanulo Ba'al Korcha Shalisha. The Chatzer, whether the wife wants it or not, that's what, she can't opt out of that. He says, "Aval yadeha inim kunilo al korcha yichol hilomar inim zaveni osa." But this Tosa second answer is the other one. She can opt out at any time. Means she could say, "I'm not going to take him zaveni osa, and you don't have my masi yadayim." So the fact that she can opt out means he's got less of a kinyan in it. Now there was another shot. I'm trying to remember. It was when the Tosa was written. What did he say with the? Got it. Wait, maybe. Yeah. All right. I don't remember what the code was, so maybe it'll. All right. Let me see. All right, let me see. Now, okay, so anyway, so the point being, so the way we hooked into this whole question is we thought that Rava was saying, how could it be that, you know, if a get is not good in the chatzer, how could it be good in the yad? And so since it's good in a woman's yad, so therefore it must be the gito b'yad b'ayin ke'echad. But now we're saying, the yad is a whole different parsha. So let's see how this comes. So Amarle Rava. So Amarle Rava, Yada Evid Kekashale. So Rava says that the question was Yad HaEved. In other words, an Evid Kanani can go free if the master gives him a Shtar Shichrur. So Rava was bothered, how can the Evid Kanani ever acquire Shtar Shichrur? Says Lamadamar Bishtarli the Atzmo, says Machloke in the Gemara in Kedushin is coming up. Does the master have to put the Shtar Shichrur in the Eved's hand, or could he put the Shtar Shekhar in somebody else's hand? I assume the other person will be Mzake, like on behalf of the other. But if, according to the Tzad, the Shtar of the Asmo, the master puts the Shtar Shekhar in the hand of the other Tanani, that Eved Kiyad Rabo done. But the Yad of the Eved, this is kind of Eved. In other words, he owns the whole Eved. The Eved is his property. So Yad Eved Kiyad Rabo. So how does that ever work? So there, that's what forces us to say that Gito Viado Ba'in Ke'echad, that it both comes simultaneously. So once we see it there, we can apply it here as well. So again, so the Gemara in the conclusion comes to the same shot, but it gets a little different route. But by an Eved Kanani, if the Shtar Shekhar were in the hand of the Eved Kanani, how can that possibly work? The Eved Kanani is totally coming to the master, and now he wants to free them of the slave. So, right. The get and the yad. So that's the key to remember. All right, now, Ahush Chidnira.
Second.
In other words, initially we thought, how could it possibly be true that how could a woman ever get divorced if he puts it in her hand, since the husband has the right to the payroll? So you have to say Ito Biyada Bain Ka'achat. So the Gemara says, no, that's not at all comparable. In other words, we were thinking her yad is the same as the chatzer. So when we threw two pshatim and tosfos, that the yad is very different than the chatzer. So the fact that, even the fact that the husband is entitled to payroll doesn't mean that her yad is not her yad. So the Gemara says, yeah, the rabbi was not bothered about the yad of Isha, it's about the yad of the Eved. The Eved Kanani, that we know that a person can put the Shtar Shekhar in the hand of the Eved Kanani. So there we have to say, yeah, you know, Ito Yado Bain Ke'echad. Okay, let's see back on the Gemara. Ha'ush Chivira, around 10 lines down on Ein Zayin of the Days. Ha'ush Chivira, the Katab La Gita with Betu. So there was a certain Chivira, he was critically ill, and he wrote a get to his wife. He wanted to avoid the Yibum for the wife. This is Bahadi Pani Benali Shabta. He wrote it late Friday afternoon. He wrote the get. Well, it was speak the maid for law, and he didn't have enough time to give her the get on Friday. Now, Lamachar, the way Rashi takes it is the get is muksa on Shabbos. Because a get, the way I would interpret it, in words like a get is like putting a woman in her own rishus and things like that. It's not something we want, like, just like you don't get married on Shabbos, you wouldn't give a get on the Shabbos. So, all right, we'll talk. It says, Lamachar takafay alma. The next day, his condition got much worse. So, Akiva Kami to Rava. So, the way Rav Levus was saying that the family of the wife came before Rava, Amar Lahu, Zilu Imrule, Liknein Halalahu Duchta, Diati Begita. So, Rava said, tell the husband that he should be matne, he should transfer the place where the get is. In other words, let's say the get is in a certain bedroom. So he'll have intent that the bedrooms should be transferred over to the wife. V'tezel ihi, v'techud, v'tifa. And then the wife will go, she'll close the door, open the door, v'tachzikve, and do a kinyan chazaka. He says, didnan, because we learn in the Mishnah, na'al gadar parats kol shehu, if a person makes a fence, or he's gadar, I didn't say it right. Now he locks the door. Gadar, he puts a fence around an area, or parats, or he creates a breach in the fence. Kol shehu, arezu chazakam. That's an act of acquisition. Now, there are a lot of questions we can ask on this, which we'll go over shortly.
Can you make a kinyan on Shabbos?
Yeah, we'll talk. That's in essence what's one thing. We'll talk. But it's a good point. I'm happy you're here, by the way. Let's see who's here. I'm so happy. You told Arthur. And Ruth, you're here also. Wonderful. Did a good job, Fern, and Yosef also. Okay, now. So, Amrli Rav Ilish, so we're around 20 lines down on Ein Zayin of Beis. Amrli Rav Ilish to Rava. Rav Ilish said to Rava, Mashkan to Isha, Kanabaila. So he said, like, whatever the woman acquires, the husband has that share. He's got the payroll in it. So how does this help that she's now doing a kinyan on this thing, but his hand is involved with everything? So Rabbi was embarrassed. So Igle Milta, the Arusa boy. In the end, it emerged that she was only an Arusa. So he says, so this thing he log accrue after Nisuin. So Arusa were home free with this. So I'm a rabbi. So then Rabbi said, "Im amru b'nesua yomru barusa." He said, in other words, if they said by nesua, like mashkanta isha tana baila, would it be true by nerusa? Not by nerusa. So we're okay. Again, in other words, that they said to him, "How does this help?" Mashkanta isha tana baila. So then it turned out she's an arusa. So he said arusa is different than nesua. So we're good. So hadam aravra. Then later, subsequently, Rabbi said, "Lo shana arusa lo nesa nesua." Doesn't make a difference whether she's an arusa or an nesua. Even if she's an nesua, it works. The Rabbi said, like he said above, "Like gita b'chatzera by inkeachad." So even if we sell, so if she acquires it, even if it's got payroll in it, but now her get and the chatzera come at the same time. Rabbi already said that statement. So why did Rabbi like go here, this and the other? He knows that whole thing about gita b'chatzera by inkeachad. So he says, when Rabbi made the statement, this was the statement he made it on. And in the Gemara, when I quoted him above, he's taking it from this statement. All right, now, let me just do some things for a few minutes, then we'll talk. All right, this is from the Aladah about the critically ill person. So Rav advised him to execute the divorce on Shabbos by having his wife acquire ownership of the room where the get was lying. Rashi explains, I didn't go through this. Is my cloket Rishonim, when she acquires the room, is she acquiring it with a kinyan agav or a kinyan chatzer? Kinyan agav is when I acquire the real property, I acquire the other items at the same time. Kinyan chatzer, if this thing is in my chatzer. So Rashi explains the acquisition of the get was accomplished by a kinyan agav karka, whereas other Rishonim explained it was by the means of Kinyan Chatzer, she acquired legal possession of the get. The Rishonim discussed by Rabbi did not advise the sick man to give the get in the usual manner by directly handing it to his wife. So, in other words, he's sick, I got it, but he's got the get. How much effort does it take to say, and she wants it here? So he says, Rashi explains that the get need not be handled on Shabbos because it's Muksa. Rashi explains that a get has no use on Shabbos since it is generally forbidden to execute a divorce on Shabbos, and as a rule, useless items are Muksa. For example, stone. In light of the Tosefta of Beah, which says that there is a rabbinic Easter divorce on Shabbos, Tosus asks why Rabba permitted the sick man to divorce his wife on Shabbos. So at the end of the day, though, we're in facilitating a divorce take place on Shabbos. Tosus answers, the sages lifted this rabbinic Easter for the sake of a critically ill man and enabled him to divorce his wife on Shabbos to free her from a Gibum obligation. Some Rishonim explain that sages were leaning out of a concern that the sick man might die from the distress of not being able to divorce his wife. So he says, the Itur argues that just as for the sake of a sick man's divorce, the Easter to divorce on Shabbos was suspended, so too the Easter of Muksa was suspended when a sick man is permitted to handle a get and give it directly to his wife. So the Itur wants to say, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. If you're telling me he's so sick that we can do the divorce on Shabbos, so then he should be able to give the get. Now, one answer I saw in the Sifta is that when he wrote the get, he was thinking he was going to get better. So therefore, Benashmasho, the get got a status of Muksa. And then his situation, you know, declined over the course of Shabbos, but the get remained Muksa. But the Itur explains that it was due to a technicality that Rabbi did not advise the sick man in this case to give the get directly to his wife. Rabbi told him to convey ownership of the get's place rather than give the get to his wife because the get happened to be lying in another domain and carrying to his bedside involved the Easter of Torah. In other words, so the Itur wants to say that you have an Easter Hotzah. In other words, the man is in bed in one place, and the get is in a different Rishus. So you'd have to do Hotzah on Shabbos. That we couldn't do. The Rashba, in defense of Rashi, explains the sages did not want to lift the Easter Muksa and commit handling the get directly to his wife, because that is a more obvious Shabbos violation than transferring possession of the room, which the wife acquires by locking and opening the door. So we're like, which is more, you know, open and notorious. In other words, we're doing things we wouldn't normally do on Shabbos, but the way the Rashba wants to say, to pick up the get and give it, that's an open and notorious violation of Shabbos. But to transfer, like the Rishus, that's not as obvious. The Ramah rules that today a get is not Muksa, is I think what you were saying, because it is used sometimes as a learning aid by people studying the laws of divorce. Therefore, a sick man today is permitted to hand a get directly to his wife on Shabbos, It was only in early Talmudic times that a get was muktzeh, since in those days the study of Torah Shebaal Peh was done orally, as it was forbidden to write Torah Shebaal Peh. Indeed, the Gemara on Daf Samech says that a book containing Torah Shebaal Peh was muktzeh in those days, since it was forbidden to study from it. The only thing I'm a little bit bothered was, like I would think that you're not allowed to do Gei Rishon on Shabbos, even if he's not sick. You know, I mean, generally we don't do Gei Rishon on Shabbos. Right. So, but he says though that the get could be him, but he says you could also give the get. Yeah, that I don't understand about giving the get on Shabbos. I don't understand that.
It's not found in this case.
Yeah, he says, he quotes the Ramah. I have to look at this Ramah. He says you are allowed to give it on Shabbos. I don't know. I have to see it. Now, okay. Well, all right. Let me give you the place, and then we'll see. Now, 38. One second. 38. Okay, so Evan Ezer, I think it's the last volume. All right, any questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far in the Zoom land? Okay, so Kof Lamed Bet. All right, let me get this in a second. Kof Lamed Bet. Yeah, so the Machaber says, I'll read the Machaber. This is an Ebn Ezer, Siman Kuf on the Bav, Siv Zion, Emigarsh and B'Shabbat. We don't divorce on Shabbos. The Mashah Srikh Lakak, Don Shchimi Rosh, Kalav Akoli, the Silagarsha, Nishlot Sakik Liavam, the Megepi Rishuto, Yakan La Ota, Oto, Kizkebo. So the Gemara says, let's say you have extenuating circumstances like the Shchimi Rosh, so you transfer the Rishus. He says, Vitiskebo, Vigetch Vitoko. The Miyav Shabbat Tiltul, don't you get enough for Shuto, you'd let it be a little bit little, but otherwise, do it. Yeshomrim, the Brahma says, Yeshomrim is one of the Pope and Torah Shabbat Peh, who taught himself to get the Shabbat, Yechol lit no lava full in you. So I think he means under these extenuating circumstances. That's what I think he means, right? So the Machaber says we don't divorce on Shabbos, but it means if you have a Shchimira situation, so that the Shchimira could give it to his wife, because it's not Muktzeh. This is the Kotlin Torah Shebaal Peh. So he wants to say, I assume he's saying that the get is like Torah Shebaal Peh. That's what I assume he means. So we should, that's what he means. Okay, let me go on. I don't want to make sure we finish the daf today. We're running out of time. Okay, so let's take a look back on the Gemara. Okay, we're at the two dots on Ayin Zayin Amud Beis. A little piss midway down the column. So we said that a man can throw the get into her house, and if the woman's in the house, what did he say here? He said,
his house, but she's in the house.
Wait.
It's his house.
Wait.
It's her house.
Wait, you're right. So, he betoch beita. He says, no, that's the first line. It's already getting to know, but he betoch beita. He threw the get to his wife, and she was in her house, is what he says. Her house. He betoch beita. Amar ula. So Ula says, in other words, a man can throw the get into the wife's house and she'll be divorced, but Ula says, provided that she's standing by the side of her house. He says, Ubitzad Chatzera, or by the side of the Chatzer. Rabbi Oshi Amar, Apilu Hibit Tveria, Bechatzera Betzipuri. Rabbi Oshi says, even if she's in Tveria and her Chatzer is in Tzipuri, Hibit Tzipuri, Bechatzera Betzveria, or vice versa, Nigureshe. He says, but he betok beta betok chaser katani. But the Tana Mishnah says that he's throwing the get into her house, but the woman is in the beta betok chaser. Hachi kamar. So that's a kasha against Rav Oshia. Hachi kamar. Behi kani shibetok beta. Behi kani shibetok chaser. In other words, it's as if she is in the house, as if she is in her chaser. The human to chaser mishnah merit ladai tahi mitgareshet. Since it's a chaser that's being guarded based on what she wants. So then it's as if she is standing there. Okay, so we have two opinions. So Ula says she has to physically be in the bayit or next to the bayit and next to the chatzer. And Rav Oshi says, as long as it's chatzer mishtameret, means it's fully secured and it's secure based on what she wants, then it doesn't make a difference if she's there. And when the Mishnah says, v'hi betok beita, v'hi betok chatzer, that's what the Mishnah means according to Rav Oshi. So the Gemara says, Lema Baha Kamiflagi. Should we say the point of dispute between Ula and Rav Oshia is as follows? The Mar Savar Chatzir Mishum Yadayit Rabbi, that the first opinion, Ula holds that Chatzir is included because of her Yad. In other words, just like the Yad is close to the person, so too she has to stand beside Beita. Umar Savar Chatzir Mishum Shlichat Rabbi, where the other opinion Rav Oshia holds that Chatzir is because of Din and Shlichus, so my Shliach, I send her off and he does his own thing. Or I mean, he follows my instructions. Lo, the Kulinama Chatzir Mishum Yad, Rabbi. Mar says, no. Everybody holds that Chatzir is an extension of Yada. Mar Savar Ki Yada, Ma Yada B'smucha, Chatzir B'smucha. So Ula holds, just like the hand is close to the body, so too, the woman has to be close to her Chatzir Hibayat. The Ida, Rav Oshia holds, Ima Yada B'devuka, Chatzir B'devuka, then it's, you know, extend this to its logical conclusion. So the Yada is connected to her. So does the Chatzir have to be connected to her? Ella ki yada, it has to be like her hand, my yada mishtamer l'daita, just like her hand is mishtamer l'daita, it's guarded based on what she wants, ha-chatzirah mishtamer l'daita, ha-kuti chatzir mishtamer shlo l'daita, it's so to a chatzir that's mishtamer shlo l'daita. So Rashi explains, chatzir mishtamer shlo l'daita would be, let's say she has an Eved Kanani, and somebody gives something to her Eved Kanani. So her Eved Kanani is her chatzir, but the Eved Kanani does what he wants. In other words, he's not necessarily following every detail, you know, instruction, what she does. But if I have a chatzilish from Tiberet, like it's fenced off, whatever, and it's got like with, you know, they have those, what do they have with the cameras now, something like that. That's where we was talking. So that'd be chatzilish from Eledaita. Now, Ahu Gavra, Zarek Lagitim Tavitu, a certain man threw a get to his wife, have a kind of a chatzir. She was standing in the chatzir. Azal Gita, Nafal Pisla, the get came and fell on a block of wood. Now, Pisla, if you remember, we had this by, you remember where we had a similar word of, by Pisla, what? The way I was thinking, by Sukkah, in the Sech Sukkah, we had, I can't remember, it's like Pisla, like the Gemara has like certain schach, or like between the schach, it's called like, so anyway, so there was a wood block there. So she's in the Chatzer, and then there's a block of wood there as well, and the get lands on the block of wood. And we don't understand this, we must be patient. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Kazina ni havya arba amot arba amot, if the block of wood is dalet amot by dalet amot, palag le reshut l'nafshe, then the block of wood constitutes a separate reshus, and then she's not divorced. V'ilo kata reshutahi. Otherwise, the block of wood and the chatzar are one reshus. So b'maya skinan, so the Gemara says, what's the case that we're discussing here? Yilema b'chatzar dida, if it's her chatzar, she owns the chatzar, Yava arba amo nayhavi. So who cares if the block of wood is dalet amo? Yeah, he says ela b'chatzir today. So it must be that she's in his chatzir. So kilo havi arba amo nayhavi. But even if it's less than dalet amo, what difference is his chatzir? So lo tzricha the oshla mak the oshla makom. That the case is that the husband lent her the chatzir for the purpose of her being divorced. It's his chatzir. He says, but since I love you so much, my final parting gift to you is I'm loaning you the yard. It's yours now, and I'm sending a gift. It's coming real soon. Anyway, so he said, wait. The Oshel Makom, the Chad Makom, mostly Inshi. So when a person lends a Makom, he lends one Makom. Trei Makomo, lo mostly Inshi. You don't lend two Makomo. So if the block of wood gets its own separate status as a separate chatzer, when I say I'm loaning you my chatzer, I don't mean the block of wood. I mean the regular chatzer. Then when I throw it into the block of wood, that's a different chatzer. He says, "V'lo Amran." So we said that if it's less than dalet amot by dalet amot, you know, zork, there's nothing to worry about. El lo gavo asar. That's only when the block of wood was not a height of 10 tefachim. He says, "Aval gavo asara." But if the block of wood goes up to a height of 10 tefachim, avgav lo havi arba amot. Even though it's not dalet amot by dalet amot, it still constitutes reshus. You know, I'm thinking, I don't know if this would be the case, but by Shabbos, you may recall, if it was 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, and then it goes up 10 tefachim, that's its own separate reshus. So I don't know if there's a minimum shear, but he's saying if it's 10 tefachim high, it could also have a status, even though it's not dalet amot by dalet amot. This is below Amran. And when we said that it was less than dalet by dalet amot, there's nothing to worry about. Now, the late lay shem levi, it doesn't have like its own special name. About it lay shem levi, if everybody calls it, I don't know, like this is Joe's separate yard or something like that. He says, Afagab lo gavol asara, even though it's not 10 tefachim high, the Afagab lo have the arba amon. Even not, so in other words, Joe's whatever, block of wood, whatever. So in other words, so even though it's less than dalet amon by dalet amon, and less than 10 tefachim by 10 tefachim, it's still, right, what's Tasha if it's a different choice? Okay, now, let me just do 2 or 3 minutes, I'll be it.
His yard, he gave over the yard to
her. He loaned it to her. The block of wood. Well, if the block of wood is a separate rishus, so he only loaned one rishus, he didn't loan 2 rishuyot. All right, you know what? Let me end the recording now, and I'll talk to everybody 1 second. Let me...